When the teapot landed on Plugtail's head, he had dashed about madly trying to get it off. The rope and side blade that followed it got tangled about one of his foot paws. Unfortunately, Grofguk got in the way, and the swinging blade slammed into his backside, severing his tail right at the root. The humiliation of a gang leader losing his tail far outdid any pain he felt from the wound. Grofguk knew he had to restore his position with the others. He put on his darkest, most vengeful scowl, grinding out every word savagely.
I lost me tail in battle. Did I know shame in that, see? But I swear a blood oath afore you right now. Afore this season's out, I'll be wearing a cloak made out of the tails of them as did this to me. Aye, and a necklace of their eyeballs.
None of the gang dared to say a word. They knew he was in deadly earnest. Unaware of the drama that had taken place on the walls, Tyria slept soundly, transported to the realm of dreams. She was in a room, a huge rock chamber. Cool breezes soothed her brow, yet she could feel radiating warmth upon her back. She felt no curiosity as to her surroundings, nor any compulsion to turn and look at the room. It was the view of the night-time sea that fascinated her. She was standing at a broad, unshuttered window, staring fixedly at a spot on the moonlit waters, somewhere twixt tideline and horizon. Tyria knew that she was in a high place, far above shore level. Without looking, she knew that Martin the Warrior was standing beside her. His strong voice echoed through her mind.
Maid of the Wild Lock, hearken to what the High Queen Rulaine will say to you. Remember her words, for your very life will depend on it.
He pointed with his sword to the place in the sea where Tyria was still watching. A shape began to emerge from the moon-burnished waves. Tyria instinctively knew it was the Otter Lady of a previous dream. The apparition was cloaked and hooded, the face within the hood appearing as a dark void. But the voice was unmistakable, melodious yet commanding.
Bide ye not on Mossflower Shore, hasten to Green Isle. Thy presence there is needed sore in coming time of trial. Leave thy Redwall friends to read that tale of ancient life, when Corium the castaway took Mossguard maid as wife. Their secrets follow in thy wake, lost symbols will be found to aid both queen and clan beast regain their rightful ground. Trust in the fool of the sea, to the lord of the rock pay heed, but remember a hawk star must fly on the day thy domain is freed.
The vision faded like smoke, being drawn down into the sea. Far out between shore and horizon, Tyria saw what looked like the tip of the hood the Otter Lady had worn, sticking up out of the waters. The young Otter Maid was overcome by a sense of loss. Then the entire scene vanished into the bottomless well of slumber. Dawn's first rosy rays aroused the birds to song all over Mossflower Woodlands as Tyria awakened. She remembered every detail of the dream distinctly. Martin, the rock fortress, the Rulaine, and her message. The Otter Maid dressed swiftly. Now she knew exactly what she had to do.